the Diaries of a Diet podcast with Danny Fennessy. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Diaries of a Dyke. I don't know why I said hello, hello. I never talk like that, but hi, how's it going? I hope you had a great week so far. This is part two of Joey, Kat and Kitty. Hopefully you've already tuned into part one. I know it was deep, it was emotional, but it was so important. We brought all those emotions to the surface and chatted about it. And I'm so grateful for my beautiful, vulnerable friends that have come on to this episode or these episodes and chatted about it, because it's, you know, it's just friends. We've got different backgrounds, different sexualities, and we just have open chats. And I know this happens in everyday life, and I know that someone will get something from one of these stories. So this is the second part of it. In this episode, we talk about struggling to find our identities, turning points in our lives that made us realize that we've still got a whole lot of childhood trauma, what lesbian sex looks like. Look, I know there's not one answer for this, but Joby here was a really good sport through this. We chat sex toys and what Kitty calls hers and how she makes it work with her long distance relationship. Also talking to Kitty, getting one of your best friends on the episode. Oh, that's great for her calling out and airing out all your dirty laundry as well. That's enough from me. Enjoy this episode of Joey, Kitty, Kat. Kitty, Kat, lol. Joey, Kitty and Kat.
Listening to you talk about, you know, your experiences and I was trying to think in like how in parts of my life how I've ever felt the same, and where I feel the same is a lot like around my identity.
Yeah.
And so like I think about myself, I'm obviously like very, like I'm black as hell, but I'm Māori Fijian.
Yeah.
And so I've always identified as both, but because of like how I look, like I've always been scared to identify as Māori. And so anything, especially when I'm like, you know, on a marae, like around heaps of like heaps of Māoris, I always get real self-conscious.
Yeah.
And it's like a part of myself that I really shut off when I'm super insecure. And so when I was like listening to you talk about how confusing it can be, especially when you have like a part of your life that's already committed to like who you are now.
Yeah.
But you have this massive part of you that you haven't discovered yet, but you know it's there.
Yeah.
That's like a parallel that I draw to me, and like I know how painful it is for me, and so in a very small way,
yeah,
like obviously nowhere near, but I get what you're talking about in that sense of just that whole part of you that you know it's there, but you you're way too scared to just go
trying to see where you fit or belong, really.
Yeah,
but I'm not into that whole labels thing though.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm just
Kat. Yeah.
What are you? I'm
just Kat.
Yeah. Sexy as fuck.
Because we were talking before. We were talking before about someone was just like, when did you know you like girls? But we were talking about, I was like, when do you know you like guys? Like boys?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, hard.
It's because we are like.
It's society. They drill it into you that a guy and a girl is supposed to be together.
And you get married and you get the house and then you have the kids. Well, and we did it opposite.
I think that's what happens. And that's like, you know, like a lot of people, they do that. They do what society's saying, and they get married and then they have kids, and then 10 years down the track when they finally start to, like, you know, learn about themselves and all that, then they're like, wait, this isn't actually me.
Yeah.
So.
And it was only like a year ago I started like looking at like, who am I kind of thing, and that's when it slowly started to really come out.
Yeah. And what's helping you at the moment?
Friends. Mm-hmm. Friends. Talking to my partner. What else? And yeah, I do a lot of self-care days, like real heavy self-care days where you're just like journaling, and I do this thing where I write letters to my younger self kind of thing.
Oh my gosh,
and then like that deep kind of, I'm into like tarot cards and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I have days like that. So that kind of helps. And then like I gym a lot, which is like a bit of a release as well.
What was like the big turning point for you, like to start I don't know if questioning is the right word, but like what you were saying when you said you started thinking like, who am I?
Yeah.
Was there like a big turning point?
Very big.
Was there like a particular moment that you can like recall?
Yeah. We were out at a soccer game and I was drinking. I was so drunk.
True.
And like we were in the crowd and I can never go back to that place because it's like traumatic. And
yeah,
I,
right.
Yeah. Wow. And we were drinking and there was like a group of guys around us. And one of the guys in front, we're all getting along. It was so strange. It was like, yeah, cool, having a great time watching the game. And then something happened. There was like a he was having a go at some other guys, and I kind of just stood in because that's my personality. Like, what's happening? Is it, you know, everything okay? And I was trying to calm it down, but then he ended up turning it on me, and he said this one line, and I just lost it. Like, I saw red. And he said that women can't be heroes. And I literally flew across and just went at him. True. In front of, there was a shitload of people. Yeah. Like, I'm talking like Eden Park, shitload of people.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like watching us. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do? Like, I didn't realize what happened. Mm. And like, yeah, just saw red, went at him. And then I was like, fuck, just get me out of here, get me out of here. So I took off. So that, I was just like, okay, nah. Like, I think I've had this like built up anger for so long. Mm. And that one line, which this takes me back to like childhood trauma, which is, that's a whole nother thing. And yeah, I just lost it. And I was like, shit, okay, I need to change something because that's not cool.
Yeah.
And there was children around that, you know.
Yeah.
And that comment's obviously come from his own insecurities as well. It's got nothing to do with you or any other females.
His girlfriend probably left him for a chick, to be honest.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't go back to that
small
place.
Small dick syndrome.
True.
So yeah, it was from then, and then yeah, I was just like, I've got to change some stuff because it just comes out like that.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And so like, what were some of the changes that you started to make? And are those the things that have like kind of led you to where you are now with like being more and more
so
open?
I went and saw a therapist.
Yeah, right.
It was the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
I think I cried for like the first three sessions, like nonstop.
True.
Right,
but it was so good because, you know, you for so long I held so much shit in.
Yeah, were you a big crier before then?
No.
Yeah.
No. Nah. Oh. Maybe in like my bedroom where no one could see me.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I'm just like,
like
a good shower cry? Yes, like on the floor, just
let that water drip because those tears are flowing.
Yeah.
It's like you've been released, eh? You've just opened up this whole other like third eye where your true authentic self is coming out and you're exploring things that you thought you'd never actually explore.
And then because obviously the kids, like that has been my life for so long. Mm-hmm. I never had time. Well, I did have time, but not really to like look at myself and what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, that kind of helped. The therapy, she's point me in the right direction to what I wanted to do, which now I'm a qualified personal trainer. Still waiting for my position to open up, but yeah, I want to do some good stuff with that, so it's led me to here. So therapist, honestly,
amazing.
Best thing I ever did.
I think every single guest that's been on Doad has said therapy.
Now I'm telling everyone, like, you just go see a therapist, it's okay. Like, it should just be a normal thing, like you're going to the doctor for a checkup.
Yeah.
I feel like you do need to shop around for a therapist though, because I've been to a couple and I've had shit experiences with them.
Oh no.
Like, I meet to find someone who like I can gel
connect with.
Well, the people at the end of the day, and every person has a different personality, and 100%. Your vibe with different people. So just real quick, Kath, one more question for you. What we touched on the kids. So do you tell them about your experiences that you're going through? Because I know you're very open with your kids.
Yeah.
The eldest is 10 and the youngest is
4.
4.
Yeah.
Do you share with them?
Not so much the younger two, but my eldest. My son's just like, leave me alone, I want to kick the ball. Like, you know. But if he asks me something, then I'm open about it. I don't hold back.
Because are they curious about like LGBT? Like, I know that you're talking about.
Because my son, he saw a dude dressed up in woman's clothes and he's like, oh, that's a bit weird. Like, you shouldn't be wearing that. I'm like, no, that it's fine. They can wear whatever you want. Like, guys can wear pink, girls can wear blue, because that whole pink blue thing.
Yeah.
Talked about that and he was like, oh, okay. So yeah, if they ask me anything, I'm pretty open about it. Mainly my eldest, like it started, I think it was a year ago, I found out that she knew what porn was. So that led
at
to-
At nine.
Oh. That led to like a whole conversation of, okay, I've got to actually talk to her. So I took her out for the day and I was like, so tell me what you know, like who told you, where'd you find out about it? And yeah, we just chatted about it. I was like, you know, that's not what you see on there is not how it really is in real life. They put on a show, especially the hardcore stuff where like the choking and stuff. Like, not to say that
gosh,
that's what she was saying, watching.
Yeah, geez, Carrie.
But I'm like, that's not how it should be. Like, you should consent to that
and
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was a bit like, ooh, but she was like, yeah, okay, mummy. Like,
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good you can be, because you were talking about that, eh, Kitty?
That's scary.
What was I talking about?
About the finger banging.
Oh, I was like, don't talk to you about choking. I do like a little choke.
Yeah. Of course you do.
Yeah, finger, like finger blasting.
Around the throat or in the throat? What?
Both.
No, you Joe's like
True.
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay, we'll start to wrap up a little bit. Is there anything that you guys would like to ask around, like, curiosity? Like, are there things that you've always wanted to know that you want to ask, like, a gay, bi, person, whether it's sexual, whether it's where you're just curious about something that you've been too afraid to ask, that you talk about within your friend group. Like, I know Kitty asked me one day, is it true that all girl scissor?
Yeah.
You asked.
And then, like, being in a lesbian relationship, I'm like, oh, do your periods sink? Because I know what I get like on my...
Yeah.
I'm like... but then that's not very...
I've always wondered that, what does lesbian sex
look like?
Yeah.
Because you said that the best sex you have is with Ruby. I was going to blank it out.
She said my current partner, thank God.
You've told me. You're like, yeah, no, I prefer sex with a female over a guy. But then you did say that Hoopy was your favourite. Hoopy's unfortunate.
Wow, that's what you get for bringing your best mates on the podcast, isn't it?
Or your secrets. You said nothing was off limits.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, there were so many questions just then, but Joey, I'll answer you on the lesbian sex. I mean, like, look, it looks different for everyone in the lesbian world, like it does for every straight person or bi person or whatever. But I think it's just all about, like, communication. Maybe some people scissor. It's not my thing. I've never really tried it because, like I said, there's no appeal to me as, like, rubbing bloody pelvises and clits together, to be honest. I've only just started kind of exploring with toys recently in the way of, like, strap-ons.
Honestly, about toys. Can I please say something? So, because my partner lives in Australia and that's far away, and when a sis wants, like, some pleasure... it's far away, far away when you want some pleasure, and it's not like you can just... I did go get one of those Satisfyer Pros, called her Sadie, my Satisfyer.
Sadie.
Now I've got Beatrice.
The camera.
It's like an egg shape, kind of like, I kind of feel like it looked like sperm. It's sort of oval, and then it's got like a long bit that I think maybe you put up your clitoris,
clitoris.
You don't put up your clitoris, that would be very sore.
Tickles your clip.
What kind of one you got?
Yeah, you sit the big part on your clip. Anyway.
Is it purple, by the way?
Like, you can get in purple. Mine's pink. Oh. But it comes with an app because it works Wi-Fi and stuff. So I could be FaceTiming my partner.
The bro's got the app.
I don't want to call him the bro. The man's has the app and we'll be FaceTiming and he can, like, control it. He can control what my vibrator does. It's insane.
Is it mean buzz?
It's pretty freaking good, because he can also play a song to it, or he can set, like,
what's your favorite song?
I'm pretty sure Rocket by Beyonce.
Technology these days,
but yeah, and like it vibrates to the song. We've realized that you can set, like, kind of one's called Fireworks, and it's like a certain pattern that lasts a minute and a half.
A minute and a half?
Nah, it goes longer. Just keep playing it. But it is such a buzz. So if you're in like a...
That must have been back in the day when... You remember when iTunes, you'd preview the song, goes for 30 seconds? It's like that. Just keep pressing.
Maybe you go 30 seconds.
Anyways. All right, Kiriana.
All right.
Anyway, I was just saying, with toys, like, I was always like, oh, I'm not getting a toy. And it wasn't until I was single that I'm like, asking him, like, should I bring, like, I went to Aussie to see him. I was like, should I bring Beatrice? Like, should we give her a buzz while we're going?
Yeah. And so do you like to use toys when you're actually with your mans as well? Like, haven't seen?
Oh, nah, it's a bit much for me personally. I have used a toy while with another guy who wasn't my mans.
You know, you should try.
I was wondering why you're holding Buzz Lightyear.
That's a great name for a toy as well, Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, no, it was the actual Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story. Just holding
it. Or Woody.
You should try it.
It was Woody.
You should try it.
Like, would he make me come? Probably not.
I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry, Dan.
You're really throwing me off again. This is just going in so many directions. I have no idea how Storm's going to edit this, but.
Because you said you were playing with toys.
Yeah, like I said, yeah. So strap-ons is only like a new kind of thing for me.
Right.
I really enjoy it because I like to be dominant, so I prefer to wear it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Can I ask, why do you use a strap-on though? Because here's my thing, and this is...
This is very important.
This is just genuinely, I'm not dumb, but I'm like, and I say this with a grain of salt, so don't get offended.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, if you're using a strap-on, do you miss dick?
Okay, and the answer is, just because I'm all the woman, it doesn't mean I don't love penetration.
Okay.
Because I do love penetration, and I actually do love having sex with a penis. It's just the fact that I connect more on an emotional, mental level with a woman.
Yeah.
So, I mean, fuck if I could have the best of both worlds, have my woman, have some penetration as well. Mm. Mate, why isn't everyone not doing that?
And then
tell me that.
How do you know what size strap-on to get? Because what if it's so big and she and like she's on top of you and she's forcing it in and it's like, oh.
Well, this is the beauty of a strap-on.
Joey's never had that problem.
This is the beauty. This is also the beauty of a strap-on with a man. This is not offending any men or anything, Joey. But they've only got one size. They can't interchange their sizes of their penises.
Yeah,
but when
two
you
sizes.
Have a strap-on,
he's got hard and soft.
But when you have a strap-on, you can get all different. You get a strap and then you can get all different sizes. So, I mean, like, depending on what you want, you can have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday if you really want. And then you just change it around depending on your mood.
Do you wash it? 100%. Oh, yeah, I've got the spray.
Yeah, wash it, sanitize it, all that kind of stuff.
And so because, like, effectively it's like a dildo with the penetration, what's, like, the emotional – is there still quite a big emotional connection there? Like, and that – sort of interaction, or is it?
Well, 100% because you're inside, like you're actually, well, you feel like you're inside.
Yeah,
because
that's what I was wondering. Like, yeah.
So I mean, like, of course, it would be a whole lot better if you could feel you being inside. I mean, with the strap. But if you're doing missionary and you know that you're inside her and you're like, you know, eye to eye and eye contact,
pash.
That's like real hot. Like that's real intimate.
Yeah.
So yeah, you still get that.
Yeah. Mm.
Would you ever be offended if, like, you had a partner and they were like, can you put a strap on? This is a genuine question.
People do it. Guys talk about
it. Yeah, no,
time.
That's why I'm like, really? Joey's like, my rocks is big enough.
My rocks not me buzzing
up.
Could
buzz.
You imagine that? Why? Why do I need a strap on?
I don't know. I think, like, a lot of like, straight guys, I can definitely speak confidently on behalf of a lot of the breathers. We're not experimental like that.
Mm.
I think, like, for a lot of us, our experiences around sex are even, like, even just having an emotional connection with who you're having sex with is quite, like, is quite far down for the average straight dude.
Mm-hmm.
So to even get to that point where you're experimenting and doing things like that is so far out of kind of, like, what a lot of us are comfortable with just yet.
I was just going to say, what's your perspective on, like, gay guys? Do you have, like, a lot of gay friends? Do you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, heaps of gay mates.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah, heaps who I'm really, really, really close with. Yeah. And actually, you know what? Like, one thing I realise is, like, what I look at the comparison between my straight mates and my gay mates, and the big difference is their, like, comfort around, like, the intimacy with their partners. So when, like, I talk to the boys about, like, how their girlfriends are, it's a lot of, like, yeah, nah, she's sweet, like, we've just been getting up to this. When I talk to, like, my really close gay mates, they'll talk about, like, you know, what's been happening in the bedroom. They've been talking about, like, if things are off a little bit. Like, the comfort around intimacy is really, really different.
Well, they're probably just grateful that someone's asking.
Yeah.
So that's why they probably see the opportunity and they're just like, oh, yeah, okay, you're asking. Yep, now this is what's happening.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because I think a lot of us, like, straight guys find intimacy, like, quite awkward because it's not something that, like, we...
It
like,
doesn't
we,
look cool or masculine?
Well,
or?
We're just, like, not used to it. Like, I think to myself, like...
Intimacy is quite like a soft emotion, which guys don't, I feel like,
we're
really
not comfortable
get, right?
With. We're not comfortable with at all. And so, like, for a lot of us, the first time we ever experience it is with a partner. But, like, I feel like a lot of my partners I've been with, they have to, like, almost, it's like me having to catch up.
Yeah, 100%.
To, like, what their levels are.
Yeah.
Because I'm so far behind.
And
yeah.
that's my thing is that I mean, I don't know why people ask me this all the time, you know, like, do you like guys or girls better? It's nothing like that. It's just the fact that I am attracted to men and I'm attracted to women, but it's that intimacy thing.
Yeah,
like,
I've
been with a guy before and, like, everything was ticking the boxes. I was like, I could marry you, but there was just no intimacy, nothing there, like, mentally or, like, I was just, we couldn't connect. And, and you're right. It is an intimacy thing. And I think with women, they're maybe a little bit more, like, vulnerable
and
open
level.
To share. But then again, it could bite you in the ass as well because if you get, like, two really emotional, vulnerable women, then it's like, whoosh,
really?
You guys would never have expected yet.
Yeah.
Not me, sorry. Experienced
expected.
Yet. Expected. Expected and expected. experience. So you could either go either
way. That's really interesting. So have you had a relationship like that with another woman where it was like exactly that, where it was
two hotheads?
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
110%.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm emotional. Like, I'm actually a really emotional person. And I was with someone who was really, really emotional as well. Like, loved her so, so, so much.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't click. Like, you know, you need to have that balance so that, you know, and I guess sometimes that's why, like, men and women work, because you've got that balance.
That balance,
so
if
you can find that right median, then that's fine. But with my current partner, like, she is emotional and intimate enough, but not as much as me. So I guess that kind of works as well.
Yeah.
But then also she understands when I need her to be more intimate and emotional, whereas with men, if I tried to communicate with that, they would block it and ignore.
Yeah,
whereas with my partner now, like, you know, even if she's not on that level that I need it to be, at least she's open with the communication, and then she can understand and you know, work towards that.
Yeah.
So I that's what I find towards, like, men and women.
Interesting.
I was with someone for ages, and we didn't have that intimate connection probably for, like, the last 2 years of our relationship, where it was just like forced sex and forced hold hands. And if I was, like, I was going through something, so if I would, like, get a little bit upset or, you know, just want to have a cry, because it's sometimes the best thing you can do, he'd be like, too much, like, literally be like, I'd be FaceTiming him, like, oh, you're going to cry, so I'm going to hang up now.
Yeah.
And you'd get that. And now my partner's just like, let it out, girl. I had a moment and I was, like, crying in the shower, and then he, like, comes and sits in the shower with me, and I'm like bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
So even, like, once you recognize, like, I obviously recognize that there was no intimacy, that, like, what's the word?
What? And also, you guys have been together for a long time, and it takes a lot of hard work for relationships to last a long time. I mean, Mr. 11 years over here could probably speak for that. But you know,
a lot.
Like, I haven't been, to be honest, my longest relationship is only like a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And yeah, I just know that all the successful ones, like, it does get stale, you know, and it does, like, get stagnant.
I love him as, like, a friend. I'm so happy I'm out of that.
Yeah.
Which is so weird, though, because everyone's like, you're going to get married, and, like, we brought a house together and we have a dog, and everyone just assumed that we were going to...
From the outside.
Yeah, and when I told them, I was like, I'm not happy, and, like, I had a conversation with him, like, everyone turned on me.
And were they like, no, you can work it out.
Yeah, they're like, you're being dramatic and da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, oh, you're just going through something. I'm like, going through something where I'm not happy.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, not going to stay here. Mm. And, like, it was stale, and we tried to fix it for, like, a couple of months, and then I was like, I'm just really not... happy. And then
and you guys are really good friends now, and I think that just kind of sums up your relationship. I think you were just friends, especially towards the last couple of years, because he's a really good guy.
Cool.
He's a really, really good guy, but the not the one that exists.
Oh, he's the one for someone else.
100%.
Yeah.
Just not me.
Yeah.
Thank fuck. Edit that out.
So interesting. So this is probably got, like, a personal question, Kat, so you don't have to answer it, like, at all, but, like, kind of with that level of intimacy, like, obviously you and your partner are super close.
Yeah.
Is there, like, do you feel inside you that there's, you know, there's, like, levels elsewhere?
Nah. Like, I'm looking somewhere else or something? Is that what you mean?
Or just that, like, kind of what I was talking about before, about how, like, women, sort of what Danny was talking about how, like, the connection between women can be greater, but sometimes because, like, your sort of emotional capacity
and we understand each other a bit more.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like that could be out there, even though you've been with your partner for so long?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it could be, but I feel like I still have that with him.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's a hard one.
I'd say there could be something out there.
Yeah.
But I also still have that with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's not like he's lacking, like, that connection,
like,
with you.
He's
that you
got
feel.
Everything I need.
Yeah.
It's actually not him. It's you. Like, yeah, that's, like, literally what it is.
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you think that you would be, like, if your, I was going to say this, Dave, if your partner was just like, do you know what? You can have a night to experience and do what you need to do with a woman. Do you think that that would, like, help you? Like, that would be what you need, or, like...
Nah, because then he'd be in the back of my mind. Like, that's the thing I could not.
What if it was together? What if it was like, let's have a threesome?
I couldn't see him doing that though.
Hypothetically.
But I bet he probably couldn't see you doing this, right? So you're like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's, I don't know about the threesome thing. Like, if he was really open to it, then yeah, I suppose we could. Like, but as long as he was comfortable with it. Because I wouldn't want to put him in that position. Because I think I would be okay with it. But I don't think it would, it's just because I know what he's like now.
Just trying to think of a way because, like, you know, obviously I really, you know, your partner is a really good guy. And I really love your relationship together. But I also really care about your feelings and want you to live your like, authentic self. So trying to think of a way how we can... You know, because you could go and hook up with a chick and be like, jokes. It was actually Danny that only liked kissing. Highly, probably not the one. But yeah, so.
I was going to ask, like, what are the ways that you've heard people explore their curiosity? Because I'm sure there's so many people in the exact same position. Is there a way that, like, people have.
Well, so I was like, oh, what if we just wait till we're older? And you know how they have like swingers things, like that kind of stuff? Right. Like, we might get to that point where it's like, okay, let's try it.
Yeah.
But
then I also don't want you to end up resenting him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you might get to like another 5 years and you might be like, I should have.
I always think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when it's confusing.
Mm.
And then another thing, because he asked me, he's like, oh, but how do you know you like girls if you've not actually been with a girl?
Mm.
I'm like, well, I don't know. This is the shit I'm trying to figure out.
And you, I mean, you know, but the only way to really, I guess, seal the deal is to experience it.
Yeah.
Because how do you know you like guys unless you are with a guy?
Yeah, and that's where I'm in a pickle.
Of what Joey said, though, like, is there other ways to explore?
Yeah, that's one.
So I did download, like, Bumble and Tinder. I went through a little phase.
What even is that?
It's overrated.
Well, you don't know what Bumble or Tinder is?
No, I do, but, you know, because I missed all that.
Oh, okay.
I get on everyone else's.
When I was in a relationship, I downloaded it and we had a competition to see who get the most matches, and it was the only thing I ever done. But when I became single, I was like,
actually,
have a little geez around. I was in Wellington at the time, so I was like, oh, no. And it's not that I was like embarrassed, but I was like, no one's going to know me down here, so it's all good. And I did mine to both females and males. And the females had better chat, but when it came to a chick being like, do you want to meet up? I was like, Nah. Like I just got like real put off by it. So I was like, and then that's when I kind of realized like I couldn't, I think it's like the fantasy that I'm like,
but not
could
there.
Be good.
Yeah, like a chick.
Do you think like any part of it was that you were scared? Like, do you think if by any chance you did go on one?
Yeah.
Like, how do you think you would have found the situation?
I think I'd still be the same. Yeah. I actually have been dared to kiss a girl one time. And I hated it.
Right.
Yeah. But we were wasted and it was real sloppy kiss. And like I didn't open my mouth, but she opened her mouth. So I didn't
know. That was a dumb
like her like tongue on my lips. And like I'm pretty sure, you know, when you can like this might just be me. So it could say something about my hygiene, but I am very clean. But I felt like her breath stunk. And so that also put me off.
Right.
Yeah. Like I feel like I could taste her like breath on my lips.
Was that in Wellington? sounds about right.
Are you afraid that if you actually did go on a date and you actually did like a girl, are you afraid of that?
Oh yeah, mainly because I'm now with my boyfriend. I don't think I'd be too happy with that.
That's what I was wondering.
Interesting.
Is that a way that you hear people exploring their curiosity, like going on dating apps? Because what are like ways? Because I'm sure there's heaps of people.
This is a question that Joey's actually asking himself.
I mean, why do I get an accent? What am I actually asking himself? I mean, like, you know, you get the ones that are out in town that are drunk and just go and hook up with chicks or guys just to do the whole, I was drunk, you know?
Yeah.
But they're actually exploring their sexuality.
Interesting.
I mean, you can do it like that to see if you like it a lot, like how Kitty had an experience where she was like, it was disgusting, I didn't like it. But that's very personal though. Like there was only one person.
Yeah.
You know, guy, you can have that with a guy.
Nah, I haven't been with many guys. I think I've kissed about 5-6 guys.
True.
And sexually I've been with 3.5.
I don't even want to know about the half.
Oh god.
I don't know if that's what that's
Nah. Sexually I haven't been with many guys either, so I am actually coming from a point where I could probably explore guys a bit more and females a bit more.
Females, but yeah.
Okay. I'm happy where I am.
Yeah. I'll say that's probably how people do it without being too like, oh my gosh, I want to explore, but just doing it if they are a bit shy, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people hook up with friends. a lot of people hook up with friends.
Yeah, right.
Nah, but I couldn't see myself doing that right now.
Oh, right now. I was like, hello, 15 years ago. Oh, yeah, you weren't saying that.
Speaking of that, have you ever, does it annoy you when girls are like, because I want to know, like, are my lesbian friends like, do they think I'm a bit of a buzz and would they try to go for me?
Yeah. I'm like, no.
I've asked Danny, I'm like, do you think I'm hot? She's like, no, I wouldn't go there. I was like,
oh, yeah, man. But that's different. Like, I think that you are so beautiful. Like, you are one of the most beautiful people that I know. But I, like, I look at you and I don't be like, I want to have sex with you. And plus, like, I wouldn't ever ruin.
Well, that was going to be my way in.
I would never risk our friendship for that either. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's the other thing. You know, like, I would lie in a bed drunk with you and, like, we'd, like, hold each other and embrace each other and that would have crossed my mind and be like, I want to have sex. But I think that's a lot of people have that presumption, though, that, you know, 100%. Like, oh, you like chicks? Or you like every chick?
Every girl.
That is not the case at all.
I know a guy who's genuinely like, every gay guy likes me because they like guys, so they like me.
Yeah.
And you're like, relax.
Yeah, sure. Not the case. Yeah.
It's joking.
No. Yeah, you know how like guys, you guys get uncomfortable around like other gay guys? They're like, oh, he might check me out. Relax, yeah. That's not happening.
Like chances are you're not even their type.
Yeah. 100%. Wow, okay. Mm. Holy heck. Okay, we'll be there for an hour. So,
fun on that.
Yeah, we should probably wrap up.
Good chat.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, thank you everyone for being on the podcast. Hopefully we all got something out of that. That went in so many directions.
I feel like Kevin Hart, sorry.
No.
You're not.
You too. Anyway, Kat, it was really nice having you on the podcast.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Hey, thank you for being vulnerable and opening up.
Yeah, incredible.
Thank you for sharing, Kat.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. I'll pop over and do the whole Dr. Danny with you and... No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait, what? I hope you find some answers, though. Yeah, like, I hope you do get to have that, like, clarification. Because by the sounds of things from an outsider looking in, you are genuinely happy with your partner and you're in love with him.
Yeah.
But you are just having a moment that you're like, actually, I love myself a little bit more than I love him. Mm-hmm. And so you're just trying to
feel that out.
Yeah.
I think that because it's good, that's why it sounds like even...
Yes.
Yeah, like it sounds even more important.
Yeah. Your partner, like... I'm trying not to cry.
Yeah.
Self-love is the most important love at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I live by the whole fill your own cup before.
Yeah, you try and
anyone else's. Oh,
yeah.
Can't fill from an empty cup.
Exactly.
Yep. And there are a lot of people here that care about you and that will, you know, hear if you need anything. Okay.
And Joey.
Joey, thank you. Thank you for you and your sunglasses. Thank you for
wearing when you're ready to come out.
I'm ready.
Kitty.
Lunch with me.
Kitty, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you guys all taking the time out.
I love you, Dance.
That was Diaries of a Dyke with Danny Finnessy. Thank you so much for listening. If you need more of a doad dosage, you can follow us on Instagram @Diaries of a Dyke. And I'll catch you next episode. Peace.